Blueberry let's say it properly. Come back. It's actually really hard to say this. Blueberry Pro Production.
Welcome to Podcast Insider. I'm Mike Dell, and this week we're going to talk with one of our Blueberry Pro Production team members, Toby Goodman. Mackenzie interviewed him for the interview today. For those of you that are in the United States, this is the Thanksgiving holiday. Thursday is Thanksgiving. That's today. And tomorrow is Black Friday, as they call it. And, of course, Saturday is Local Saturday, where you shop local and all that good stuff. So we're not going to keep you really long here. We'll send it off to Mackenzie to interview Toby.
Toby Goodman, thank you for joining on the Podcast Insider show today. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here. I've been loving working with you as we launch the Pro Production Service into Blueberry. And good to see Todd and the team leading the way again with this Pro Production offering.
It's a new offering that we've been working on for a few months. I'm really excited about it because the production of episodes is something that I get really judgy on, I'm going to be honest.
Yes, me too, funnily enough.
All right, Toby, give us a little bit of background on yourself.
Okay, I'll try and make this quick and painless.
Okay.
My background is 20 years in the music industry as a pro drummer. And around 7 years ago, I started to get a bit fed up with the unpredictability of being what you guys would call a sideman, maybe, or being a gun for hire musician who backs up artists and does theatre shows and all sorts of things. So I've performed in around 25 countries around the world, and that's been incredible. But I realized I couldn't really just pick up my sticks and leave if I was about to be the dad I wanted to be, or frankly, any sort of dad. So that's the crack. Probably unsurprisingly, the best way I learn is by using my ears. So when I discovered podcasting, I reckon around 2008, I can definitely say they changed my life.
So pretty early on.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I felt like at the time I was late to the party, but kind of looking at the stats of what listenership has done and where it's gone, of course, I was quite an early adopter. And I really, really enjoyed listening to things as a musician, but equally, I was tired of listening to music. If I was playing kind of music 3-4 hours sometimes a day, sometimes more if it was a studio date, I wanted to switch off and just listen to people talking. So
it's a different part of your brain.
Yeah, totally. So I would say because of podcasts, I've been kept entertained on those long drives home from those shows. I've had my spirits lifted when I've been pacing up and down the room with crying babies, and both of those are mine. Perhaps most relevant to where I am today, I've been able to study with some of the leading experts in the marketing world, because many of them have appeared on or have had podcasts, which is amazing. So the last 7 years, I've blended my experience helping performers deliver a great performance as a musician to helping podcasters also deliver that performance. Moved into working as a consultant for independent podcasts, looking for ways to start podcasts and monetize them. I've worked inside podcast tech and production companies, helping them craft their message. So working here inside Blueberry is a bit of a dream because, well, in fact, my first mainly terrible podcast, which we're not going to talk about,
I was very much wanting to ask you if you've had your own.
Well, what the first one that I did, which shall remain anonymous. First of all, it was hosted on Blueberry. That point I was going to make was one of the first podcasts. Blueberry was the first company I really understood about that. So the podcast that we had, me and my friend James had this podcast to do with music, and we had non-musicians on the podcast. And it was shocking, because we didn't really know what we were doing. But on one level, it was shocking. On another level, we discovered a way of generating business by doing it because no one else was podcasting. And so it actually was like, hold on a minute, this is a really good way to grow a business. So that was, despite it being hideous, it actually, on one level, it actually really helped us and helped me realize how powerful podcasting could be.
Tell me, who is Blueberry Pro Production for? This new service that we're offering, like, who is going to really need this or want this?
Blueberry Pro Production is for enterprise business users. And that doesn't necessarily mean it's only for big business. So small businesses will benefit from it too. If you're podcasting and hoping to use it to create attention that translates into sales, pro-production will be a great choice for you. Now, there's definitely an indie vibe about podcasting, and pro-production isn't about changing that if the vibe of your show needs to feel independent, I imagine.
Yes.
This show is still feels independent.
Mm-hmm.
But having a team to help you produce your show will simply allow you to do more of what you do best and allow you to create the podcast that will truly frame your expertise properly and or enable you to bathe in the credibility of your expert guests in a nice way. The point is that podcasts can hang around a long time and even outlive us. So once that penny drops, you're likely to realize that having a professional production team on hand is quite a savvy investment. Pro-production is about two things, really. So it's about saving your time. It's helping you produce a show that's more enjoyable for you because your time's saved and all you need to do is concern yourself with recording while we do the heavy lifting, right? Number two, it's more enjoyable to listen to because great sound coupled with expert audio editing and the show notes that we write included in the package will increase engagement and get the message across to your ideal listeners in the right way. And a badly put together podcast is noise pollution that will damage your business and your brand. And we really believe that. A beautifully produced podcast is an asset that will elevate the work you do.
In podcasting, the fact that it's being downloaded or just simply streamed, it's so easy to move on from something that doesn't sound good.
Yeah, we're now in the battle more than ever for people's attention. Right. And we know that podcasts get to people where other media can't. When I'm in the car, I'm not looking at my phone. I'm not looking at a YouTube video. When I'm on the train in a packed London tube, I'm not looking at my phone, but I'm always listening to something. When I'm on a walk near a canal, and I quite like to do that, walk around and listen to something. The other one is bed. I listen to podcasts in bed all the time on my earphones because my wife doesn't listen to podcasts while she's sleeping. But there's been so many occasions where people are carving out time in their schedule to listen to something that means something to them. And I don't know if you find this, but I know that there's a certain type of podcast I'll listen to when I'm in the car versus when I'm trying to get to sleep. And the production matters there. So for example, there's a comedy podcast that I listen to if I'm trying to keep myself awake, like back from a late night drive after playing or something. And I'll listen to a podcast that makes me laugh and that keeps me engaged in the production on that particular podcast I'm thinking of has quite a few kind of what I would describe as stupid music incidentals. If I listen to that when I'm in bed, when those music incidental bits of music play, I'm kind of jerked out of my sleep that I've fallen into. So I'll listen to podcasts when I'm going to sleep that I'm kind of sort of interested in because I know that I'm going to use them to drop off asleep.
Like you might pick up on something that they're saying, but you're not really meaning to.
Yeah. And it's all right. If I'm really engaged, then I'll listen to it tomorrow. But there's actually, I don't know if you know this, there's a podcast called Sleep With Me.
I've never listened to it, but I know it gets like thousands, like millions of downloads for people.
Yeah. I mean, I tried it a few times and literally the guy talks just complete rubbish for an hour. You're like, wow, he's like amazing at it. But anyway, so in the gym, people are listening to motivational. On the way to work, they're listening to a different kind of motivational stuff to get them clued up about the latest developments in whatever it is they do. And production's important. And the different well-produced podcasts will have different elements of production. They need to be sympathetic to what the podcast is trying to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
What are you trying to do with your podcast? Very good question. The first question. The
should very probably first ask question. That first.
Yeah, well, that's a good question, right? Otherwise, it's, as we've said, that definition that I read in that blog the other day, it's two white guys talking to each other for slightly too long.
We're trying to break that, but
we're trying to break that.
There's a reason it's said. So talking about these, like the good production versus the bad production or like the mediocre one, what type of gear are we using for this to ensure that we're getting that better sound?
Yeah, so great gear is important and your production team at Blueberry Pro Production will help you with that completely. Mm-hmm. Now, check this out. I'm going to do something that will blow your mind. I'm going to flip over to the onboard mic in my laptop, okay?
Love you.
Now, can you hear the difference?
That sounds atrocious.
great. So I paid around $2,000 for this Mac. And right. people kind of understandably would say, well, I'm on my $2,000 Mac, the mic's going to be okay, right? But I'm going to say the mic actually inside the $2,000 Mac is probably worth $2.
Yeah. You know? That's no different than anything else in any other computer.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's not terrible. You can hear me, but you should be able to hear that this level of quality, while acceptable in short bursts, isn't actually that pleasant to listen to.
No.
But great gear is only a part of it. I'm going to switch back now.
Okay, I'm back.
You sound like a completely different person.
Yeah, you see, this is how I want to be heard. A number of people in the past have proudly told me what make and model of microphone they use, and yet it's clear to me they don't know how to use it. So coupled with a bad sound environment and lack of understanding, the great mic you bought can be a complete waste of money. If you have a moment, I thoroughly recommend checking out Julian Treasure's TED Talks about sound. I don't know if you know him. He's done about 5 TED Talks, but if you start with the one called The 4 Ways Sound Affects Us, he opens with saying the following. He says, most of the sound around us is accidental and much of it is unpleasant. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I would agree with that, such as the hammering that is happening somewhere in this office building that I can hear.
And let's not forget that we now live in a world where headphone companies sell silence as a core benefit.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important. It's our environment. It's unhealthy to be in noise. And even though you can't hear it with that Mac microphone, there's a load of crap and noise in there. So yeah, check out Julian's TED Talks, Julian Treasure. They're all really useful for podcasters. He's got a book also called How to Be Heard. So we'll put those in the show notes if that's cool.
Absolutely.
Noise creates fatigue. So your show could be full of the best content ever, but if your ideal listener will find it hard to focus on and take the action that you'd like them to take, like get in touch, download your free guide, buy this product, whatever it might be, whatever the action is, it can be ruined. So a professional sound environment, I say this loads of time, it creates the correct impression. And often that might be the first impression, right?
Oh, a lot of the time it is the first impression.
Okay.
Bringing it back to the pro production, we know what type of gear we're going to be using to create this, but what is it? Like, what will this do for podcasters?
Cool. So look, the gear is some of our clients may come with their own setup. So we'll just help them refine it and set it up correctly. In other occasions, we may advise them on what to do. And of course, there's a number of different levels of investment. So you can buy mics for $30 to hundreds and hundreds, but we'll make sure that we help with setup, which I think is the one of the main things, right?
It was a disaster for me. I hated every single second of that.
Right. So, well, let's talk about what Blueberry Pro Production will do. Well, and go back to that first impression, because we all know that first impressions count. Mm-hmm. And these days it's pretty standard. The first impression anyone makes is often without you being there. So someone reads something online, someone talks to you through the filter of who they think you are, and that could be positive or negative, and that's not the point. But the point is that your podcast can help you take control of that first impression. And if you're looking to gain likability and trust, getting professionals to help you create your podcast is not unlike getting your hair done before a big date or having your piano tuned before a concert. And I imagine most people listening to this don't cut their own hair, although the last time I cut mine, I was about 8, and it's been immortalized in a school photo. But
that's why you've learned.
Look at me now. I'm losing it, so it's fine. They go to a professional hairdresser once they've learned that lesson, and your podcast shouldn't be any different as it grows its hair. It needs to be edited. It needs to be put together properly. And tech, let's face it, tech is great. And there's loads of AI solutions that will automate various things. But we're in the business of creating feelings. And we need to create the right feelings to help people do things. So when it comes to the business of creating feelings, real humans who are trained in how to use and manipulate audio will always trump that tech alone, right? We need a combination of both, because there's this phrase that I think the first time I heard it was in context of sporting equipment, a tennis racket or something. But have you ever used the phrase all the gear, no idea?
No, I have not, but it seems very relevant.
Yeah. So we know those people, right? They've got the best stuff, you know, the guy with the best car who still can't park or drive it properly, right? There's loads of those. So this is the thing with gear and mics, is you actually need, like, you still need help. If I was going to go out and
by a Ferrari, I probably need a few lessons in how to handle it. You know, it's sensitive. Like, a good mic is sensitive. This good audio equipment can actually, in the wrong hands, be worse than just using the mic on your Mac.
Oh, yeah. I've had this SMB mic since I got here, basically, and it has sounded different multiple times depending on how we've used it, how we've set it up, the environment that we've been in. It's actually rather surprising how significant it can sound.
So the truth is that a bad sounding podcast is going to damage your brand. A great one is going to be an asset. That is to say, due to the nature of podcasts being available for potentially ever, they will be newly discovered and referenced not just around the time of release, but for years to come.
What if someone hasn't started a podcast or wants to start one? I mean, this podcast is generally for people trying to learn more about podcasting. And we have listeners that are like at the beginning or have been doing this for years. So,
sure. And maybe you want to start a new podcast. You may want to carry on with the one you've got, doing it your own way, or you may want to, if you want to launch a new one, then we have a really limited amount of launch packages.
I mean, it's the new year coming up, so.
Yeah. And the reason why they're limited is because there's people working in our studios doing this stuff. So as we scale this new offer into Blueberry, it makes sense, right, that we can't say there's 7,000, because that would be a load of rubbish. We've got a limited availability for launch packages versus the moving your existing show over, because it takes less man hours to do, right?
Oh, yeah.
If you already launched up with your album art and all of that stuff, the existing podcaster can plug in, and it takes our engineers much less time than if you want to launch a new show. So if you want to launch a new show, and also I would say within that, if you want to launch a new show, maybe you've gone into Podfade and you had a show and you want to kind of relaunch it with a new brand, essentially that would be a launch too, from a technical standpoint for us. You can learn more about the launch packages over at blueberrypro.com. And you can click on that and see, but they are limited and you will be absolutely taken care of and supported by your team. You'll have a team, right? You'll have
That's the thing. There is an actual team involved in this.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like, thank you and click here now. It's like, thank you and click here to book a call and we'll
chat
to you and we'll introduce you to your audio person. We'll introduce you to your writer. Our writers, let's talk about our writers. They're not the same people who edit audio. These are people who are...
Because they probably shouldn't be. People have different skill sets.
Yeah, right. They're good at that. I mean, obviously, there's a few people that we all know who are, you know, good at multiple things. And I don't pretend not to hate them a little bit. But the writers in general, our writers are our writers. And our audio people are our audio people. And also, I just want to tell you about the pro voiceover thing. Because definitely included in the package, and we ask clients to sign up for a year, so it's 12 months. We include 8 different ad reads a year. Now, they can be inserted into as many podcasts as you want. But you can have 8 different ones. And that's included in your investment. And of course, you're free to sell those ad reads. To sponsors or use them for your own campaign. So you can actually generate income straight away if you're doing a podcast, I don't know, about healthcare. You could be selling an ad spot to Vitamin Company or Vitamin Company, as you would say.
As we were saying,
and they might easily give you enough to completely cover the cost of your production. So now these people wouldn't be investing in something that sounded like someone was recording into a Mac. Yeah. So this is how this works. If you've got something that sounds pro, then you can play with the big boys and you can have the confidence to approach a sponsor and say, look, you're spending tens of thousands of dollars each year on print advertising campaign. But if you spent a small percentage of that, you can be heard. And personally, obviously, as the podcaster, you can get your production costs. And if you want to get a sense of what these ads sound like and the quality, because they are completely broadcast quality, with our voiceover ads, you can go on to the voiceover talent link at blueberrypro.com. So it's blueberrypro.com/voiceover-talent. They're all there. There's loads of showreels from our voice artists.
It's just fun to test those out.
At the moment, I think we've got Spanish up there as well as generic voiceover male and female. We've got it split into genders. I think we've got Spanish speaking, and we've also got urban. We've also got a few. We may not have put them up there, but we've got a few kids ones as well. So if you need a kid reading,
we've got that stuff, but that's actually included.
So there's a lot for people to choose from overall of what they're getting with this product.
Yeah.
How about we go and list out what we're offering now?
If you go to blueberrypro.com, what you've got two choices, okay? You are able to, first of all, transfer your existing podcast over. And we take over production, and that's $950 a month, $950 a month. If you want to launch your new show, it includes much more work up front. We're going to set up all the file systems. We're going to set up the communication channels. We're going to just work with you on making sure that your podcast has the correct calls to action to make sure that it's framed in the right way for you. And so there's a very limited amount of those. Now, month one of the launch package is $2,205.50. There's only a few available. Now, from month, you're going to launch with a batch of episodes to flood Google. It's going to be amazing. And then from month two, you're just going to be rolling on just like the existing show people, podcasters are doing with $950 a month, and the contract is a year. So that's it, basically.
But a year helps with PodFade, and just having the team on their side helps with that.
Yeah, and PodFade happens, it's 12 episodes, isn't it? It's 12 episodes is the average where people kind of give up. And we know that many people do one and then just freak out and they're never seen
exhausting.
It's exhausting. So the team take the pain away, and you can, I think when people think of podcasts, they literally think of doing the bit that we're doing now. You talk, you have fun, you go, yeah, I've done a podcast. And then you realize that you've just actually created an audio file.
Yeah, of just like nothing truly special about that. You have to kind of do something a little bit with it.
Yeah, and that's the boring bit as far as I'm concerned. I certainly hate it. And podcasts are not audio files. Audio files are not podcasts. That's not what they are. They need polishing. They need to be listenable. So people have different ideas about how much editing, as we've discussed before, Mackenzie. But essentially, to become a podcast, they need to be prepared and uploaded, and all of this stuff takes time, and it even takes time just if you are a pro at doing audio. If your main thing is talking about healthcare, as an example we used earlier, and suddenly you have to become an audio editor, that's
a huge jump. Those have nothing to do with each other.
That's not cool. And I think the podcast kind of vibe is inherently has been in the past has been indie people doing this thing and getting it together, but it's hard for someone who has a expertise in something that isn't audio, and the people and like us,
not necessarily fun to learn that new thing.
Why do you need to? And we'll get back to the exact cost of time per hour in a bit. But the other thing I was going to say about the packages is there is a little bit of tweaking that we can do for you. Okay. So specifically, if you already have publishing schedules that you want to work with, and a good example of this is a recent client who's come on board who works in education. He only wants to publish during the academic year. So obviously he's publishing over, I think, a 9-month period rather than a 12. So we've done a deal where it's made it possible.
See, that's the thing. You're flexible and you're offering upgrades that people can get, but they don't have to. So what are some examples of that?
So we're really lucky to have Lee join the team, who's based here in London. He's a sound designer. He's a composer who's got an incredible range of skills. And he's worked with companies like Saatchi & Saatchi and LG and Toyota and even the BBC. So he's like created some incredible stuff. So he's here to do bespoke music and sound design, and also advise the team on how to make stuff just a little bit more special. Now, some people who create podcasts that are story-based, when I think about those kind of podcasts, I'm thinking about the This American Life type, heavily produced things. Now, of course, that's possible, and it's very expensive to do on a weekly basis. That's going to be prohibitive for most people. But actually, if you have a special anniversary podcast where you want a piece of sound design, we had a funky one recently where a client had a kind of a fake call-in show. And essentially, he had people come on and ask questions, and the sound team were able to design in a little telephone ringing sound between, and it sounded like a talk show, and it was just a bit of fun. But it did increase the engagement and made I think his listeners go, oh, that was cool, that was different, and that was for 100th episode, so that was really cool.
Special.
Yeah, so you don't have to do it all the time, but we've got guys on the team who are serious sound designers and composers who get speech and who get podcasting. So they're not going to just, I think the risk is if you get it wrong and you go to a stock music site, it covers the speech and it's not the right tone. It's an inappropriate tone. Got funky, happy music playing when you're talking about grief or something. It's not the vibe, right? So you need real humans to help you select and perhaps choose this stuff. There was a post talking about music. I mean, it was this: whenever we want to improve something, we add music to it.
Yes.
A movie, we add music to it. A dining experience, we add music. A sporting event, music. Political gathering, music. It's true, right? You add music. You add music to things to make it more emotive.
Yes.
Going back to we're in the business of feelings, you know what? The right music will make you feel reflective or energized or whatever, yeah? So that's something we can help you with, regardless of whether you go down the custom route. It might just be that we help you choose the right stuff that's included.
So what does the future hold for Blueberry Pro Production?
Well, Mackenzie, we're going to be putting a vault together. We're going to be putting a members area together that's being populated right now, and with always useful and often short how-to content. So that's going to cover everything from tech support videos, like how to speak into a microphone for maximum impact, over to things like marketing strategies that are specific to podcasters.
We have customers asking us for tips on all the types of things that you're going to be putting in the vault, whether it's marketing or to do with a guest or even just how to use the microphone properly. And that's not really what we've been able to provide in the past. So now we're happy to have you on the team.
Totally made sense, because when I think we were first talking about making this happen, you guys, certainly one of your things is like, I was asking you things like, what questions do you get asked all the time?
Yeah. And I can't help. There's only so much I can offer to these people that I would love to help more, but that's just not the job.
So that's how we're going to do it. And as we add that and we build that stuff, then that's going to be available to all of the Pro Production users for no charge at all. It's just going to be in there. And I hope and I aspire to create some occasional or possibly monthly like webinars. We have some amazing relationships with some killer podcasters and producers who have developed podcasts that have gone on to be TV shows, for example. So, you know, I'm thinking of someone specific there, but I'm hoping that we can do that too. So yeah, that's where we are with it, I think.
Good. This is great for podcasters, but how can they really, really know that this is the best investment for them for their show?
If you're even just a small business, you'll immediately see how, compared to other marketing costs, what great value having your podcast produced by a team here at Blueberry Pro is. And compared to, say, a small printed ad that will be in tomorrow's trash. A podcast is going to last forever. So often that will require a significantly smaller investment. I certainly know even my local newspapers charge more per ad than we're charging per month for four produced shows, right? Mm-hmm. So let's get it into context. Now, if you're on your own and you're doing this and you're a business person who's maybe doing some consulting, then $9.50 a month may feel like you're overstretching. So first of all, as I said before, an audio file is not a podcast. So it's going to cost you time. It's going to cost you, we reckon, between 5 and normally 10 hours if you're not experienced in doing that. So simply moving over to Pro Production could attract a client or a sponsor who will more than cover your investment with us because of that impression that you'll make. And when you account for creating show notes, formatting, editing, double and triple checking, and uploading to all the platforms, an audio novice will have spent around 10 hours for each hour of audio recorded turning it into a podcast. So if you have a business right now and you or your team member's time is worth more than
$23.75 per hour, the Blueberry Pro production will give you a return on your investment. And after all, what you could be doing in those 10 hours, whether it's delivering what you actually do or selling and marketing what you do personally.
Wait, that's more than one. That's a workday plus.
Yeah. It's a lot of time. Yeah, it's a far better use of your time or your team members' time, because I think often even with when businesses are involved and they say, oh, we'll get so-and-so in accounts to do the podcast, that person is going to be longer editing the podcast and they actually are doing the thing that they're employed to do. So
right, a lot of the time they're going to be drowning in this new project.
Yeah, a way better use of their time than working out where the hiss is coming from on a guest microphone. Mm-hmm. What I mean? So BlueberryPro.com is where you can find everything. Two basic packages right now. Get professional production for your existing podcast. We'll plug into what you're doing. We'll help you improve it. We'll work with you. And of course, the launch package, which requires a bit more time up front with us and a bit more investment on month one. And again, you'll have a team, really high touch, really working with you to make sure your show can be as successful as it should be.
And this episode that we have out right now, this one that you're listening to was...
Yeah, this show that you're listening to now is produced by us here at Blueberry.
Exactly.
And at Blueberry Pro. And we're upping our game, right? Let's see if Podcast Insider will continue to go pro production or whether we will go for the unedited vibe. But who knows? Who knows what could be seen in the future?
Yep, looking forward to it. Thanks, Toby, for coming on the show. We'll see you next time.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, Mackenzie.
And that was a great interview there with Toby and Mackenzie. If you guys are interested in that, go check out blueberrypro.com. We should have a normal episode next week. Todd should be back from Hawaii and he should be back from the holiday. All that good stuff. If you guys want to be interviewed on Podcast Insider, get a hold of myself, mike@blueberry.com, todd@blueberry.com, or mackenzie@blueberry.com. And if you're a Blueberry customer and have an interesting origin story that we can put on the show, please reach out to us. A little 30-minute interview works out pretty good, and any one of us can do that interview. Everybody have a great week. Catch you next week.
This special Thanksgiving episode of Podcast Insider was brought to you by the team at Blueberry Pro Production. Thanks to Kate on the desk and Lee for the original music. For all your hosting and web tools, go to blueberry.com. And whenever you're ready to supercharge your existing podcast or launch a new one, you can find the production team over at blueberrypro.com.